Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Hello, Freakos. Thank you for joining us. And by the numbers, we know we're doing great. You're sharing it, apparently, and you're enjoying it, apparently. And you get, as you know, a little longer version of what you hear on the air with us during this Matt and Ramona Off Air podcast, being joined by producer Eric as well. Today, we're going to be talking about the chameleon effect when it comes to looking at your phone. We're going to talk about, not an inappropriate question. What do we call it? Insensitive or sensitive?
Sensitive.
Not insensitive.
You are more of an insensitive guy. But we know for a lot of people, these questions are sensitive.
We will be talking about black people and their hair. And also, we're talking about your dog. And that's what we begin with. And by the way, rate and comment, give it 5 stars. It means a lot to us when you're done, and share it. And whenever you want to chime in on any of these topics, just go to the Matt and Ramona Facebook page and message us, or Matt Harris or Ramona Holloway. So your dog, we know that your dog has been a jerk. Anybody who's familiar with the program knows that your dog is not a people dog. Not
no,
a people
he is
person.
A people dog.
No, no, God,
he
stop
is
it.
A people
stop
dog.
It.
He just has a favorite person.
No, he only has 2 people he likes. Maybe three tops. Maybe three
he
tops.
He has 3 people he likes a lot.
Okay, so
and others he tolerates.
If I was a person who only had 3 people I tolerated, you wouldn't say, "Well, you're a real people person."
No, I do say that about you.
I have more than 3 that I tolerate.
Are you sure about that?
I don't
that?
Bite.
You sure about that too?
Not positive.
It would be. It wouldn't be surprising.
It's a small circle.
It's a small circle. But your dog has cranked up its jerkiness over the last few months.
I would say over the past couple of weeks especially.
Oh, geez.
Since my mom has been going to adult daycare. And for those of you who don't know, my mom has dementia and believes that the dog is her favorite child. And since we've been locked down during the pandemic, the dog and my mom have spent practically 24 hours a day together for about a year. Now she's going to daycare again, and this dog
your mom,
is
not the
acting
dog.
out.
Yeah.
Just acting out. I take him outside. I bring him back inside, and he just stares me right in my face and tries to pee. Like, and he only gets out just a little bit because I just took him outside.
You sure it's not old? I mean, the dog is old.
Yes, he's old, but he's also becoming incredibly defiant.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he and my mom are neck and neck for sass and defiance in old age. So the most recent thing is our switch to mornings. We've been doing afternoon radio in Charlotte since we arrived here in 2001.
Correct.
And now we have just moved to the morning show slot. And everybody was like, oh, how's that going to work out for you? Is Wheezy okay? Mom and I are okay. You know who's not okay?
Who?
Is the grumpy dog.
Oh, well.
The grumpy dog. So,
but the dog can play into your mom's life.
In the past week, he has bitten 3 people.
Sheesh.
My friend Vicky, our home health aide.
It's a tiny dog, by the way.
Annette, and my mom.
How big is the dog?
He's about 10 pounds.
Oh, what?
You know, and I'm like, stop biting, dude. Your teeth are falling out. You're 16. So the most recent thing is that the aide was trying to get mom out of the house to take her to daycare. We get up so early that daycare isn't open yet. So Annette came over. She was trying to help get mom ready to go to daycare. We started out with 1 person getting her ready. She calls me while we're on the air to say, your mom will not go. Why has mom decided she's not going to go to daycare? Because the minute they try to walk out of the house, the dog starts screeching. And she's like, oh, what's wrong with my baby? So she refuses to go. My neighbor comes, tries to coax mom out of the house. Another aide comes, tries to coax mom out of the house. And it's all because of this little dog.
Now the dog will realize it, perhaps, and realize all I got to do is do this, and that person's not leaving.
Right. Just like he's treat trained us. You know, we open the door, he runs out, and he keeps running until we yell, you want a treat. Then he comes back like, okay, I was about to try my luck out on the streets of Belmont. I could have been killed, but I won't, because you're offering me a treat to come back in that house.
But it was a fake runaway, like a kid does.
Yeah, he gets down to the end of the driveway, and he looks back like,
come on,
y'all know I could run, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we're in wilderness streets. So he's just, I am to blame. Everything I swore I would not do as a dog mom, I have done as a dog mom. My dog, I said I wouldn't have one of those mean little dogs. He was going to be sweet and lovable.
Very mean.
We love him. Nobody else does.
Yes,
you know, the people in our neighborhood cross the street when they see Henri coming.
And it, you know, you'd like to blame the dog, but I think it was the people who raised the dog.
Wow. He graduated from PetSmart at the top of his class.
And God.
He did.
They just let him
I remember
pass.
That. They let him pass. Yep.
No. Top of his class.
How many? Two dogs?
No, there were many, many dogs. There were like eight in his class, and he was at the top of his class.
In fact,
best trick. For his class, because he could do the electric slide.
No,
but it's been
can't.
Downhill ever since then.
And he was turning
because
tricks.
The humans have not reinforced good behavior. We've pretty much just given him treats because he keeps breathing.
He's the alpha.
Oh, yeah.
The alpha.
And yeah.
People
are like, I see your mom out with the dog walking her. Yeah. That's the way it's been for 16 years.
Yeah, but the weird thing, I mean, one of the odd things about it is the fact that it's a tiny dog and it has a snooty name, Henri.
It's not
no
snooty.
One in the earth.
It's not snooty. It's
no
French.
Other dog in the earth is afraid of an Henri that's 10 pounds. But he,
the
dog, it's, the na- it's like the little person
name
that's
is not snooty. It's
snooty.
A French name. It's Henri.
Yes.
He was named by my French teacher mom.
Yeah, well, see, that
and
was
he's a
the
French
start.
Poodle.
A French poodle who is. The guy who's 5'4" on the play, you know, on the not the playground, the adult playground of life, that wants to fight everybody. That's
okay. Yeah, yeah, that is him.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
is him. And he's kind of like the Kevin Hart of dogs.
Hart's that. Wait, maybe,
oh
no!
Wait!
More Cat Williams.
Cat Williams.
Yeah, more Cat Williams.
No,
those are two
more
totally
Williams.
Different comedians.
No.
Now it's got to be one
but
or the
here's
other.
Here's why Cat Williams, because Cat Williams is tiny and he fights.
So
Kevin's not breaking into fights very often.
No, that's true. Mm. Kevin does slap target employee. Oh,
Cat
not
does.
Kevin. Cat does.
So am I spot on better with Cat Williams?
No.
Thank you.
He thinks points were made. They really weren't.
They were. They were. Kevin Hart's
but my
cool.
dog's grooming is more in line with Cat.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, see.
A pimp named Slipback. A pimp named Slipback.
What's weird to me is I saw just a couple days ago a survey that was done that dog owners say that their dog has a better social life than they do. 66% say their dog has a better social life than they
my
do.
My dog has
what?
A better life, period.
No.
A better life.
No, not better life.
Now, from what she just said, he definitely does. Like,
better
he runs.
Life?
Yeah, not or social life.
He doesn't
but
work.
Life.
He sleeps when he wants
you know?
To. He's spoiled 24 hours
she's
a day.
She's the resource, and he just uses that, and he
right.
knows that's the resource.
But he's not.
I want to use somebody.
But he's not getting
I want to just lay around their house and be fed high quality food and loved on.
Yeah.
And just rewarded because I woke up.
Just rubbed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't actually get to do
cuddle
it.
Cuddle me.
Right.
Yeah, no.
But I mean, everybody's dog has a better social life than they do.
No, my dog does not have a better social life than I do.
Yes, they do.
No, because they don't
you have to take the dog to make a social life for them. So, yes, they have a better social life because guess what? They don't have to work for the social life. That in itself.
But she doesn't have a social life, Jill, my dog. She
what?
You know, she plays with the family members.
That's
and
a
that's
social
about
life.
It. Yeah, but I play with a family member.
Okay, so she has a social life.
But I go to work and see people. That dog doesn't have a job, doesn't go see anybody.
You're only proving my point. The dog doesn't have to pay for anything for the social life that's given to them.
Well, I get to see more people, go more places, you know.
Are you really trying to argue for your life being better than your dog?
No,
exactly.
Just my social life. Just my social life. I can't believe
you're making me argue.
I know.
I live better than her.
And it's 50% okay. more friends. The dogs have more friends than
you
they
have
do.
More
you sound jealous of your dog.
No, because...
Tell us how you really feel, Matthew. No. What is it?
I'm not jealous of my dog because I do have a better social life and better life. You were the one claiming that my dog had a better social life than me.
She
not
does.
Me. She doesn't even get to meet
just
any other dogs.
Just accept it. It's okay.
I will.
It's your dog.
She's not texting anybody. She's not.
No dog texts anybody. What do you think this is? All dogs go to heaven?
No, but I text
and I don't
people.
Know if texting people counts as a social life.
Yeah,
it
that
does.
That just
it.
Counts as having a phone.
Exactly.
That's not having a
to
social
me,
life.
To me, that's a social life.
See, and that's exactly why your dog has a better social life than you.
No.
And you don't even text
No. Are you serious?
Yeah, that counts as
social.
Yes.
You're serious right
I am
now.
Very serious.
That texting equals having a social life?
Yeah.
Dude, no.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I can't sign
on. On the last podcast, you just told us that you don't text well, so therefore...
Don't text well.
Okay.
But I still text.
So?
So if I say to a friend, hey, how about that Eagles game? That's social. That's a social life.
That's not a social life.
My friend just.
I don't want to put down your social life. If I do. If that's what counts
that
for Matt.
Ramona, that's trash.
But it's his only
No, that's
thing.
Great. In fact, my friend
it's
texted.
His only thing.
Okay.
My friend asked
okay.
me if I found his brown belt.
Whoa. You are living, dude.
Okay.
Man.
The life.
Party animal.
Yep. 24 karat magic
that
over
is social.
There.
That is social.
Wow. Wow. And he's just scrolling through text like, I'm going to find another interesting yep. one on here yep. to prove how social I am.
Yep. There's a good one.
No, Kenny, I did not find your belt. This is fun.
Right? There's my neighbor.
Should I look for something else?
My neighbor on the text chain asked if that was my cup. So that's social.
That is not my cup. But man, this is good time.
But here's what's interesting about that making it a social life. It was found at a party I didn't go to.
Wow.
So I count that as a social life. It was my cup.
There was a party that he didn't go to, yes. but someone thought that might have been his cup.
Right.
So, yes. So
that is social.
So, yes.
Wow. Very social.
You might have been on the red carpet, but you know where Matt Man was?
Uh-huh.
At home,
okay.
texting.
I think maybe one of my
having
kids,
a good social life.
One of my kids left it out there, I think, or something. One other thing on the survey was about how they believe that people are more excited to see their dog on a Zoom than they are to see them.
Mm.
And
people are really excited about seeing my dog.
I would never ever want to see a dog.
And I will say,
don't waste my time.
Zoom life has introduced me to the butt of every cat owner I know.
Or the cat just walks up there and shows
yeah,
it.
Every single one of my cat lady friends and even a cat man I know, their cat, I have seen their cat's butt. I am up close and personal with their cat's butt because of Zoom.
It is an interesting butt. But yeah, you don't want that.
I'm not going there.
Is it rude? Because I've had people on Zoom. Oh, my dog's over here in the corner. You want to see? I'm like, I don't want to see. Let's just keep talking. Is that rude?
No.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
See, from somebody that doesn't have a dog nor wants a dog, I totally understand that. I don't want to see your dog because I don't care about your dog.
But you should care. When someone,
no.
That's cute for you.
And
I know how offensive it is for some people when those of us who don't have kids, who dote on our dogs like kids, say, hey, do you want to see my dog? But it would be kind of like, oh, you know, here's my child over here. You want to see him? And you'd be like, no.
No, I've done that before too. I don't show my kid. Like if a kid walks in and I'm like talking to a buddy on FaceTime or Zoom, I'm like, get out of here. What are you doing?
No QT for you.
Oh.
The
oh
social
gosh,
life just
horrifying.
Gets better and better.
I could not imagine.
The only person I want to see kids are the grandparents, maybe an aunt.
I like seeing your children.
Well, I'll keep. I like to wrap up for conversations. I don't like them to drag on with all this show and tell.
Right. Wow. Because that's how he's doing his social life.
So yeah. Your kids
your
are show
life
and
just
tell?
Keeps sounding so
if they
much.
Pop in, by I'll say, hey, how you doing? I'm a good kid there. Don't make it a thing where I got to talk to them or something.
Oh, wow.
Don't make me pretend to be interested in your children.
Yes.
My social life has its limits.
We have one of the things we started to tackle this week on the program was sensitive questions. And obviously, we didn't have time to go in real deep on this question. And it comes from a Facebook post, I believe.
Yes,
about,
in a group called Moms Against Racism. This mom posted that
where's
she,
the Moms for Racism page? Is that around
I hope yeah, it's probably out there.
Yeah, yeah, I can find it. Yeah, you're
there,
right.
There's a platform for it. But this mom said that she and her children were at a restaurant. They are white and their server was black. And the children loved their server's poofy hair.
Okay.
And wanted to compliment their server. But mom said, nope. But then after the server walked away, when the kids were talking about it, she wondered, well, would that have been appropriate or inappropriate for my kids to make a comment about
right,
the server's
right.
hair or even give a compliment? Like, what kind of guidance? Because I don't want to raise children who are being rude or
right.
insensitive.
And if you're a white person and you're like semi-woke, like some of your eyes are starting to open up a little bit. You're like squinting.
I'm a semi-woke white person.
No, you probably have heard or were aware that there is a sensitivity with black people and hair. I mean, you're at least aware of that
yeah.
concept. You might not know exactly
where
the lines
me,
are
my
and where the things are.
My sensitivity comes from stems more from being discriminated against when hair is in its natural state, when there's when there are coils and curls and braids and locks, and you can't get a job because of what your hair naturally does. That is what I find offensive. I also find it offensive when people touch my hair.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
However, a compliment on my hair, like I will compliment anyone on their mm-hmm, hair. Ooh, mm-hmm. I like your haircut. I like your color. You know, I will compliment hair. If you are having a magnificent hair day, let's celebrate that.
What if I say,
but
hey,
do not put your hands in my hair.
On anybody's hair, I would
and
say.
And it is also inappropriate to ask whether or not one's hair is real.
Well, I won't ask. I'll just say, where'd you get that hair?
No, see, see, I knew that question was going.
No, I would. Of course I would never do that.
Do not ever.
I know that. No. I know that. People should not, if it's real, that kind of thing.
Right.
Because you wouldn't do that to a dude with a toupee or something.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't do that. Nor would I go up to a stranger or someone I am not intimate with and put my hands in their hair. Unless, of course, it's Eric, our new producer.
Yes.
And he's got just the most thick, gorgeous hair.
Now, do people touch it?
People do touch it until I have to correct them about
touching. Now, is it a white, black thing touching your hair? Or is it most just like a pretty evenly split who will touch your
hair? It's not evenly split. Because more white people like to touch it. They'll be like, oh my God, your hair is so back up. You don't know me. Don't do that.
Yeah, it's because they've never seen or touched hair like that.
You got to be kidding me. Like, no, that is not the case.
Or not touched. I should say not. A lot of people probably haven't touched hair.
I mean, that's cool and all. But
I'm not saying you should do it. I'm saying that's what it's
I know what you're saying, but also the excuse of they've probably never seen it. No, there's too many black people in this world for to say you've never seen somebody like me with this hair or this hairstyle. It's very common. I get my hair is gorgeous, but there ain't no
I
way.
I get my hair is gorgeous.
It is, but there ain't
no
way.
I'll say maybe someone. It's not that they've never seen it, but never touched it.
They
and you are such an approachable, friendly
that's
guy.
That's welcoming, yes.
You are just, you just look like, oh, this is a guy I want to be buddies with.
No, when I tell you random people just talk to me. I'm like, hey, how you doing? I'm just done. I didn't ask for all of this. Why am I doing it? But I'm the type of person that also listens. So therefore, sometimes my aura is too inviting. And people just go right there and scoop up a thing of hair. And it's like, No. Help me help you
just
help me
touch,
not touch you because the next time you touch my hair, I'm going to have to clap, clap.
I think that and it doesn't make it correct. However, the intention is never to be offensive. The intention is not coming from a bad place.
No,
but it needs to be taught that it's not good. Yeah.
Respect people's boundaries.
Yes, exactly right.
Like if you wouldn't go up and randomly touch a human being.
Bald white people get their head rubbed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's still weird.
That's a common thing, I think.
Is it?
Or a pregnant person gets their belly touched.
Yeah.
And they complain about
it. But in all of those things are inappropriate.
Right. Oh, yeah.
All of those people.
But I think people, the
keep your hands to yourself.
Right.
Where they get
hands.
The
hands.
Because things are all like a little parsed or a little bit not as, there's little elements to everything. Like, okay, black people don't like to talk about their hair. So that's what the message is heard.
Mm-hmm.
Not that is the message,
mm-hmm.
but anything that has just a blanket statement, there are things below that. Like, yes, you can still you can talk about the hair in certain ways.
If you want to compliment me and say you like my braids or you like my curls or I'm currently rocking a new center part.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's just the origin of the question.
Right.
Can we compliment hair? It's very simple. If you like anybody's hair, black or white, hey, we love your hair. Start off with the basics.
Let me ask you this. Do you guys see why there would be trepidation in some people?
I understand the question, and I also understand the people who are like, I'm not asking you, why are you in my business? I mean, I get all sides of it.
Right.
I get all sides.
That's why we're clearing it up.
Right.
Go ahead and compliment them. If they think that's offensive, then that's on them, kind of, because there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I like your hair.
Exactly.
But we could also, once again, issue the disclaimer, we are not talking for all black people.
Or all people.
Period.
I'm speaking for all white people.
This is an Eric, Ramona, and weird white
Matthew
guy conversation.
What did that phone call say? They said you don't have white privilege, you have dork privilege or something. Or
yeah, you do.
No,
you
they gave you white dork.
White dork, okay. Right. So, yes, so you can say it.
But
you can ask.
please reach out at any time, especially white people who don't want Matt speaking for all white people.
Okay, vote against that. You do not want those problems.
I'm speaking for whitey.
That's a white thing to say.
I am Mr. White Man.
Man.
I am the voice of Mr. White Man.
Yeah, and I'll keep bringing it. If you want to bring any more questions.
It's not a bird. It's not a plane.
He's threatening you. I'll keep bringing it. I will keep bringing it.
If you have any questions, be it for black people or the white dork, feel free to hit us up on Matt Harris, Ramona Holloway Facebook page. Is your Facebook page your name?
Yes, Eric Kelly II.
Okay. And also the Matt and Ramona Facebook page. Love to hear from you. Love to fire up those questions or answers. Feel free to join that. Comment and rate this fine podcast and share it for sure. It's the Matt and Ramona Off Air Podcast. We hope to talk to you again soon.